I have just read the most famous of Jesus' parables, and we often refer to it as the parable of the prodigal son. And indeed, that is an apt title, because the word prodigal means to waste. And indeed, this son has so wasted his inheritance that Jesus puts it this way. He squandered his property on loose living. And while this parable is about this loose living son, it is also more than that. It is not only the parable of the prodigal younger son, it is also the parable of the prideful older brother and the patient father. A prodigal, a prideful son, and a patient father. And I want to suggest to you today that this parable has a particular immediacy for our day. You see, we do live culturally at a time where many people live prodigious lives. And one of the ways this age has been described is as the era of the autonomous self. Such autonomy is represented in the son's demand to the father, "Father, give me my share of the property that falls to me." Do you hear the emphatic and demanding tone of this son? There are so many people today who willfully live with an attitude choosing to turn away from God, or they've never known God in the first place. And increasingly, amongst younger people, we're seeing that there is more and more of them who claim to be atheists. Now, one of the consequences of this kind of autonomy is that we live conformed to the spirit of the age. And this is described in our passage as this younger son hiring himself out to a swineherd. Remember, this is a good Jewish boy, and there is nothing worse that could be imagined than to be not only feeding pigs, but getting to the point that he would want to eat pigs' food. There are many people today who have lost their sense of their God-given dignity because they have become so conformed to an age that celebrates licentious and riotous living free from all constraints. At a time like this, we need to be careful that as followers of Jesus Christ, we do not cultivate the attitude of the prideful older brother. It is so easy to be shocked by all that is happening morally in our culture today that we adopt a judgmental and condemnatory attitude captured in the indictment of the older brother. But when this son of yours, who has devoured your living and harlots, for him you killed the fatted calf. Notice that when the prideful son, who has served the father grudgingly, gets news of the prodigal's return, he disowns his brother. He's no longer my brother, he is your son. We can hear the contempt in his voice. Such contempt is something we have to guard ourselves against. And there's only one way to do this, by contemplating the patience of the waiting father. St. John Paul II has said that the church can never impose, she can only propose. In other words, we cannot tell people how to live, but we always need to be here waiting for some to come to their senses so that we can enter into relationship with them. And this requires the virtue of patience, a virtue that is better described as long-suffering love. Think of this father's long-suffering love, waiting and waiting and waiting for the prodigal to return. And when he does, we're told, rather than condemning the boy, as his older brother has done, the father has compassion on him. Now, this word compassion is only used three times in Luke's gospel. First, it's used when Jesus sees the widow of Nain bearing her son, and we're told that Jesus had compassion on her. Then we're told in the story of the Good Samaritan that the Samaritan, seeing the man mugged, has compassion on him. And here is the third time the word compassion is used in the Gospel of St. Luke. And we could compare this word compassion with the similar feeling in modern English of a gut heart-wrenching and heart-tearing type of empathy for another person. Jesus expresses this compassion vividly when he says the Father goes to the Son, kisses him, and embraces him. In conclusion, remember this. Pride leads to judgment. Patience leads to compassion. As we journey towards the cross, may we reflect on the patience of the Father shown in the face of our older brother, who thankfully is not like that older brother. Our older brother is Jesus, who shows us the merciful compassion of the Father. May we be ever more conformed to his image and to his character.